This is a podcast from Rover.
Next week is Gary's last week on the More FM Breakfast Show. You've been part of this team for 18 years now, which is incredible. But today, FM, they need you and they want you sooner.
Yes, yes. So originally we were going to carry on until April, but we moved it up a bit. So Paul Ego will be around sooner.
And something that we have done for next week, which you'll hear a little bit of, at the last couple of days, Gary and I got together at the pub and recorded a podcast, and we've gone over Gary's life. So next week we'll...
And I've gone over what I said, and I think there's some things should be cut out there immediately.
Too late.
All right.
So okay. Next week we'll play little bits of that out, and we'll let you know where you can go to hear the entire podcast. Very interesting. There's parts in there about Gary you probably didn't know.
Yeah. And also, you know, we've been planning your departure, but we've kind of totally forgotten about Paul and his start date. So he joins us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, clubbers.
Are you still on board?
Yeah, well, look, absolutely. Technically, yes. I'm really looking forward to it, and also looking forward, as you say, to the awkwardness next week.
Yes.
To me, it's a little bit like I've been invited on a hot date, and then I turn up, and then the last girlfriend is still there, and the guy's going, oh, it's okay, though, because we're not technically sleeping together. We're just friends. She's just going to sit in the background.
She's just using the DVD player.
Right.
Now, if I do lose it in the course of next week when you're sitting in my seat in the studio, I want you to understand that when I attack you personally, there's nothing personal in it, Paul.
I'm really hoping you do lose it. I think it will be amazing if you lose it, Gary. We'll make the best week of radio ever. I think you should just completely trash the studio and lose your mind. It'd be amazing.
Adam's awkward enough, Paul. We don't need that happening around him. He'd just absolutely collapse into a little Pavlova on the floor.
He wouldn't know what to do
if there's a fight. Oh,
bless him. We just have to revive him with one of those nacho toasties, just waiting until he comes around again.
Hey, Paul, now with Gary leaving, we actually haven't worked out a leaving gift for him yet. If you were us, what would you give him?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, Gary, to me, it strikes me a little bit, you know, when you were talking about the podcast for Gary, that he's a little bit like Forrest Gump. You know, he's a guy who's been around for such a long time that he's probably been at every single world event that's ever happened. And, you know, if you looked at photos, there'll be Gary in the background right next to Tom Hanks.
signing of the treaty.
Maybe a copy of Forrest Gump, but you just whack Gary's face in there.
I love that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a copy of that. It'd be good.
Okay, well, you've only got a couple of days left, Gary, so maybe that's going to be a reality. Okay, well, Paul, look, you sound a little, like, deeper than usual, your voice. You're right.
Look, I'm not putting that on. That's not my rock days coming back to me. No, I've been battling a chest infection for about 2 weeks, so I'm really hoping in the next couple of days is going to clear. I'm going to be sounding like this next week. They're going to be like, who is that guy, and when did they add an extra testicle?
Paul, it's amazing. I haven't had a chest infection for about 50 years.
You had pneumonia. You had pneumonia, Gary.
Well, apart from pneumonia a couple of times. Not
we don't talk about that.
No. Yeah. Well, Paul, as you say, you've got a few days to shake it off because you're joining the team Monday morning and we can't wait
Tuesday.
To have you here. Watangi Day on Monday. God.
No. Adam said Monday.
Yeah. Coming on Monday.
By myself.
Hey, we can't wait to see you, man. We'll catch you Tuesday.
Bye, Paul.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.